You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. We'll keep the music going for this next story, which comes to us from San Francisco StoryCorps. It's not always easy to pass down family traditions, especially when they don't match mainstream American culture. But that's what Maria Sanchez and Roberto Vargas are trying to do. For both, Danza Azteca, a ritualistic folk dance tradition, has been important for honoring their cultural heritage. In 2014, the couple sat down with their children, ages 12 and 14, for a talk about ethnic identity and why danza is so important to them.
My name is Roberto Ariel Vargas.
My name is Tonali Vargas.
My name is Yadira Vargas. I like to go by Chela.
My name is Maria Isabel Sanchez.
We could ask you, love, to begin the conversation. What do you identify as your ethnic background?
I still identify as Mexicana. I have not become a citizen yet. I do want to become a citizen, but I like calling myself Mexicana.
And I'm curious for our kids, since your mom and I identify differently, I identify as Chicano, Nicaragüense, Centroamericano, Nativo, Azteca, Mission District Native, all those things. How about you all? What do you all think are our family traditions that we're handing down to you?
I think danza is a big part. I don't like it. I like seeing people dance, but I don't like having to go every Monday for 2 hours in loud drumming. Sometimes it's nice to be dancing, but I don't like how we're kind of forced to do it.
And you, mijo?
I like watching it. I like the people who do it. So I respect it, and I don't mind helping out. It's just, personally, I wouldn't want to continue these for myself.
I hear what you're saying, and it's good that you're forming your own opinion, your own observations on what traditions you want. What we, as your parents, are doing now, we came into having the Danza Azteca traditions through an enlightenment of being educated around our ancestors' histories. We don't go to Catholic church, but we go to danza. That's the way we give thanks, and that's the way we connect to our ancestors from Mexico and from Central America.
Every day of the dead, Dia de los Muertos, on the 1st of November, we stay up all night, we prepare the altar, we sing songs with the elders, with dancers from all over. They come together to be in ceremony with us. And then we dance as the sun is coming up. When I was your age, I guess, I had some small connection to the Catholic Church. But later in my life, you know, I found the danza.
Yeah, when I was 19, there was a lot of reflection, but also a lot of pain that needed to be processed from being brought from Mexico and my grandparents raising me. You know, I dropped out of high school and was able to get back into college, and I had to work very hard for that. And part of that was my mother seeing how hard she had to work and all the, you know, the violence that she had to go through just coming to this country, having me at age 14. There's a lot of things that go into finding my space of identity at 19.
You know, we've gone back and forth, like, wrestling with how much do we make you be a part of danza? How much do we let you do your own thing? I don't like that y'all haven't been dancing or drumming lately. I do want y'all to drum and dance again. But what I at least feel good about is that your mom and I at least gave you these traditions. You know some songs and you know some danzas, and you know how to behave yourself in the sweat lodge, and you know how to behave yourself in our ceremonies, and you know how to pray, you know.
We're danzantes. We're Mexica danzantes, of the ancestors that come from Central America and Mexico. You're always going to have that because you were raised in danza.
That story was produced by KALW's Judy Silber. If you want to interview a loved one for StoryCorps at the San Francisco Public Library, make an online reservation. The link is at KALW.org. Click Cross Currents.